the best business to start for students where you can earn $1,120 per day in profit, not revenue. You can do it while you're still in school. And for anyone who's not in school, you could still do it only 4 hours per day. And at the end of the video, I'll tell you the Super Saiyan version of this that can make you $1 million a year. It was one of the three businesses that I almost started before deciding to start my gym. And the business was test prep and or tutoring. Most people go about test prep tutoring the wrong way. You don't want to sell tutoring, you want to sell the outcome of tutoring, which is to get into either a job that's going to pay more or be able to pass a test of some sort, or ideally the standardized tests, which in my opinion are the most valuable tests that you can help someone prepare for. Because when you get into a better school, either college or business school, that has a material difference on the network that those people hang out with, the companies that recruit from those schools, and the average salary and earning capacity of those people. College was the original biz op. It was anybody can come in and you will make more money as a result of going through this training. Here's the simplest model that works, very time constrained, that anyone can do. Number one is that you don't do one-on-one. You do one to many, but you don't do unlimited because you're probably not good enough to do that yet. But you can do semi-private. The reason semi-private is one of the most profitable service models is that you can charge 2/3 of what you can do one-on-one, but you can do it with 8 times as many people. If you have a group of 8 students, it's still a small group setting. They still get the personalized attention, but when they're taking problems, you can have them take turn doing the problem versus teaching someone on the problem. If you charge $60 an hour and you're doing one-on-one, which is the typical model that most people will do, you worked 4 hours, you would make a total of $240 versus doing one-on-8 and charging $35 with 8 people there. You make $1,100 for the same 4 hours. This is when we talk about opportunity vehicles. 4.5 times more money per unit of time. Because you have this model and not the one-on-one model, from a money math perspective, you charge $35, it's cheaper than the $60 that someone would charge one-on-one. You might be better, but you have 8 people. You're making $280 an hour. You do 4 of those hours a day, you're making $1,100 a day for 4 hours of work. You're one of those people who was a really good student, didn't know what to do. You could make more doing this than you being a doctor, not have to go to school, not have to take loans, and still have your entire day and just work from 6 to 10. Not bad. What's cool about this, you can do it at free libraries. I got tutoring, I did it at a free library. She didn't have to pay for that. I got to do it just at cost. All you have to do would be to get students that would pay you 3 times a week, and you would need 50 students to do that. $35 a session would be a very nice sweet spot that most people could afford. And you price that again based on the fact that they would make $100,000 more a year if they go to these better schools. In terms of packaging this, I would prefer to get people to prepay because I don't like transactional one-off things because it ties it too close to the time I'm spending, but I would work it out so that it would be $35 a session. I could probably estimate, in order for us to increase your child or student or your own score, every 1,000 problems statistically gives you an extra 20 points. Whatever that math would be, that would be obviously a core part of my selling pitch. We have to get you to do this many problems, which is gonna take this much time. And so I would sell to goal, which is how much do you wanna increase your test score? From a curriculum perspective, you have a 3-day curriculum that you teach to class A and class B separately, and then the last day you do is the makeup for those people, but they would still have to pay the same rate, but that way they don't fall behind. So you literally don't have to do anything during the day. You could work a full-time job, you could play video games all day and then just do tutoring 4 hours. Test prep is extremely repeatable if someone does the work. They did a research study. The test scores that people have on SATs and GMAT is directly proportional to the number of problems they solve before taking the test. It's a very clear input-output equation. The more problems someone does, the better their scores are. When I learned that one research graph, I bought every single GMAT phone book that I could find at Barnes & Noble's, and I did all of them. And that's how I scored above Harvard's GMAT. And it took me 4 months to do that. I worked personally 4 hours a day doing problems. On Saturday, I would do a test to test my score to see if I got better. Kind of like chess, where there's pattern recognition. I was more motivated to be good at this test than any test I'd ever taken, which is why I got so motivated to help other people do it too, which is why I started to think about that business. So if you are somebody who was pretty good at school, was pretty good at standardized tests, this is a really great opportunity that you could make top 1% earning with no capital out of pocket, no rental space, no build out. First thing to do is hit up your network. All the people that you know, go knock doors, but also DMing people that are in your high school. And you could say, hey, do you know anybody who needs test prep services? I got this score and I moved my score from X to Y just doing this. I'm walking people through it so that they can get the same test scores because I was able to get into a better college as a result of this course. Here's where I was, here's what happened, here's the method I used, here's the outcome of the improvement. I would also also be DMing parents and adults, because I have no shame. If you want to start a business, you should probably get rid of your shame, because you're going to get embarrassed. So you just ask lots of people. And if you ask enough people and say, hey, I'm giving a free session to show how my whole method works, and I'll do it for free. And if it makes sense for them, awesome. And what that is really more of a half assessment into a sales pitch. You do a little bit of, at the beginning, show them one easy win that they can have. They see an improvement, and then you transition like, this is how I teach. Do you like that? You give the first 5 to 10 for free, and you do that. You say, you have to do your homework, and every day you don't do your homework, I will bill you. You have some skin in the game, and then they might even like that, where they're gonna be way more motivated to actually do the work. And then in so doing, they will get even better test scores. At the end of that, there's three things you're gonna ask for them. Feedback on things that could be better, viewer testimonial, and you're gonna ask them for a referral. There's the big three that you're gonna do in exchange for doing the work for free. If you get more than 10 people who really want, then guess what? You can just start charging. Once you have the referrals and the testimonials, post the testimonials, let me know if you're interested too. Very simple. They post, anybody who engages, you can DM them with better offer. If that was my first 10, my next 10 I'm doing for half off. Those are not super hard right hooks because they're inspiring for a lot of people. People think it's cool. And then you have call to actions, which drive into your DMs, and then you can upsell them from there. Beyond that, the other two ways would be reaching out to people who you don't know, not just people you do know, and then running ads. Most people could just do people they know, referrals, going to sports teams where they need tutoring and saying, hey, I know some of these guys are worried about getting into school. I know they're not trying to go to Ivy, but they need to get above an X to get in with their sports scholarship or whatever. You can go to the teams, it spreads really quickly, and then all the lacrosse dudes or all the hockey dudes could come at the same time after practice. If you do a good job, the word of mouth will spread. That's it. It doesn't have to be a complicated model. Maybe it takes you 6 months to build up your student base to be at $1,000 or $1,100 a day. Would you rather do that than spend 4 years in college, go into debt, and not make money the entire time and have to work full time to do that? Your call. So you could do all that stuff that I just said on your own with basically no help and get yourself to a top 1% earning income, which is better than anything you're going to get after college anyways. And you could do it in 6 months without risking the money, the time, and the debt. But if you wanted to go super saiyan, you can have other people do those things for you, because then you just get really good at getting the students to sign up and say yes. And then you templatize your process for how you get them to do more problems, because that's the most predictable way of increasing their score. And so then you have a teacher who you can pay $50 an hour. You make the spread between the 280 and the 50. And many teachers will happily work for $50 an hour. And if you really wanted to run really crazy margins, which I prefer to, I like to have my service-based margins at 80% or higher, which means that my cost per unit below 56. So 50 works there. That means you can pay good people. They could make more than they're making with the real job. They're happy to do it. The students are happy to pay it because it's less than one-on-one. And then all the while you get to scrape everything off the top without ever having risk. And then those 4 hours you get back, what do? You promote more, you market more, you sell more, you get more people in, and you find other teachers. So then what happens is you start getting a development pipeline for getting students in and a pipeline for getting teachers in. Hey, teacher, it said 50. Do you have any other teacher friends who you think would be good at this? Yeah, I've got 10 friends who would love to make twice as much money in half the time. Great, send them my way. Then you get a line of teachers who are waiting for you to find them students, and a line of students that are ready to come in groups. You wanna go God mode. You can do 4 teachers rather than one, and they're now getting paid $50 an hour. You're still making your same 280, but you're making 1,100-ish per hour because you got 4 guys working. So at the end of the day, just that half day of 4 hours with 4 people working, you're making $4,400 a day. And you paid each of them $200 each, $800 off $4,400. You're looking at $3,600 a day. Does anybody know what it takes to make $1 million a year in income? Survey says $3,300 a day. You're at 36. Guess what? You now make $1 million a year. You're more than above the top 1%, and you do it with 4 employees that are part-time and some hustle.